afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. This is Pat Francis.
And I'm Gary Lucy, and that's
Matt Belknap.
Silently, please.
Belling. I'm exhausted, Pat. I just didn't get back from South by Southwest. Didn't even go there. I'm just exhausted.
Are you talking about South by?
South by. Didn't even go to South by.
Man, I had the best time not going there.
It was nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, that is... maybe next year. Maybe next year we'll get the podcast out there.
I was out at Coachella setting up my tent.
Oh, really? Yeah. You got to get a good spot.
Yeah, I got a good spot. I'm all set up, and now it's just going to put a padlock on everything, and then I'm ready for this year.
Let's do this. Yeah, this is great. There's, you know what you could set out there is they make these... shopping carts now for homeless people. They're like specifically designed that.
Oh, they make them for the people.
Yeah, that kind of convert into like these little sleeper camper things. That's it's pretty neat. My church bought one for to like donate, you know, because it's kind of it's dangerous out there on the streets. I don't know if you've been out on the streets, Ventura Boulevard.
I haven't. I try to stay off the streets.
Stay off the streets.
There's but, people on the streets.
Yeah,
but a bebop.
But
you know where it's really dangerous. I don't suggest anyone going there. Out near the edge of town.
Oh, it's dark out there.
It's terrible out there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
You don't want to go out there.
Certain darkness. Yeah. So, man, that's I'm still a little spent from the workout show.
Yes.
I'm still feeling the burn a little bit.
Yeah.
My hammies are tight.
Yeah. We're going to stretch those out a little bit.
Is that a euphemism? For your balls? Oh, I want to give a shout out to, for a couple episodes back from, for the Van Halen episode, the winner of the CD was Steve, and I might say your name wrong, your second name, Steve Harold.
Some people call that a last name, Pat.
Yeah. Is that a second name? His second name would be his middle name.
His surname.
Your third name. So Steve Harold won the Van Halen Different Kind of Truth CD. So.
And what was the crazy question of some about the Doobie Brothers?
Oh, yeah. The answer to that was, what was the relationship between the two relationships between... There could be more.
They were stepbrothers.
But the one is that Ted Templeman, the Doobie Brothers producer, also produced all the Dave albums.
Right.
And then the song... I'll Wait from 1984 is the only Van Halen song co-written by someone else outside the band that was co-written by Michael McDonald.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yep.
Huh. Wow. Man, has there ever been like a rock and roll detective? Maybe, because I was just thinking when you were talking about that, like, wait a minute, Ted Templeman also worked with the Doobie Brothers. And you could say like... And then, like,
that
you
would
know.
Be that wouldn't be a bad. You know, we might want to.
I'm sure
this
Matt
part
Pinfield
out.
Pitched that at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, guys, it's me in a fedora.
This sounds like a show to pitch to VH1 Classic. This would be Pat and Gary's Rock and Roll Detective.
Yes, let's get on that. Yeah, that's
like it.
Yeah, and like, wait a minute, the exits at this Great White concert are just painted on. This isn't even a door. Like, things like that. We could really.
That's okay. Maybe we can all get out the front door. No. Stuck.
So the South by Southwest, it messes up everybody's schedule. The town was deserted. Yep. Everybody was in Texas. We're gonna have Garfunkel and Oates on this show. Let's say. Yeah. You know, but it just can work out. But we should give them my. I wanted to give them a shout out, and they
you want to give a shout out to Garfunkel and Oates.
To Gino, they do have a new album out. It's called Slippery When Moist, and I thought we would hear a little track from that. This is called.
I would never have sex.
I would
you.
Never parentheses have sex with you.
All right. Song. Produced by Ted Templeman, co-written by Michael McDonald.
Yeah, this is Eddie on keyboards here.
This is Eddie Van Halen.
Right now.
A one, a two, a three, four, five, six. Remember the time we went out to dinner, you and I alone. We ate some French fries. Let's do it again. Remember the time we went to the movies, laughed so hard we cried. Then we ate more French fries. French fries. Let's do it again. Because I really like you as a friend. But there are things I can't pretend. No, I could love you till the end. But there is just one problem. I would never have sex with you. Believe me, you'd know it if I wanted to. I already would have shown my boobs to you.
but that will never happen.
What I love about this song is that there's so many great songs about unrequited love.
Yes.
But you never hear it from the second leg of the love triangle.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
so,
right.
So this is a point of view of that.
By the way, I got to bring this up. On the way home after the last show,
mm-hmm.
I stopped by Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I got, I didn't just get one, I got two.
Yeah.
Of the nacho, of the Dorito taco. And I was also at the Taco Bell that still had the Mountain Dew Code Red.
Oh, man.
And I had a bad night.
Oh, no.
It didn't work out. Didn't work out well for me.
Like Krakatoa in your,
it was crazy.
In your bathroom.
It wasn't good.
Red
lava. Wasn't good. I ended up sleeping in a shopping cart that would convert into a bed. And it just wasn't good.
Did you have like nightmares where Sammy Hagar was chasing you? all that red.
Just too much, so much red. It's terrible.
That could have been from anything though. Because you do eat a lot of red vines.
Gary, you got an agenda today? You got a game? You
oh,
got
yeah, I do. I have a part two of our SNL game.
Oh, yeah.
Remember last week? Yeah, I found some list of all the hosts and music guests. It's on this. Have you heard of the internet? There's everything on there.
I heard they got that on computers now.
Yeah, you get that on your computer.
To quote The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's true. But all the hosts and all the musical guests, what I have, I'm going to give you a year and I'm going to give you a host. And you tell me who the infamous musical guest was. Matt was saying, like, you know, it's impossible to, you know, remember who was with who. But these were like some of the more infamous musical guests.
Okay.
So hopefully by the year or by the host, it'll strike a chord. For example, if I was to say January 14th, 2012, with Daniel Radcliffe, you might say
The Shins.
No.
No.
I don't follow SNL anymore, so remember.
That was the one with
The Strokes.
That was the one with Lana Del Rey. Remember?
Oh, yeah, okay. She was really good.
Unfortunate performance. She was not
she
that
was
good.
Really,
Brian
she was
Williams
right up there
in.
With Ashley Simpson.
To say that was good. Okay, let's say, how about...
here we go.
Let's go back to September 29th, 1990 with Kyle MacLachlan.
Sinead O'Connor.
Is correct. And what did she do, Matt? Do you remember?
She tore a picture of the Pope in half.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right in front of the camera.
Right.
And outraged millions.
And she said, "Fight the real enemy."
Yeah.
And I think she sang like an a cappella song too.
You know what? Popular. You could tear up a picture of my mom and I wouldn't get outraged. Like
I know.
People.
It's so it's bizarre.
Who cares?
People are sensitive about the Pope.
I'm telling you.
And by the way, she's still talking about that like on her blog. And I'm not criticizing her. Like she actually has become a really vocal, whatever you call it. Just speaking out against, you know, the molestation stuff in the Catholic Church.
Which is fine. That should be spoken out about. But, you know, get a lady haircut and move on.
She does have a lady haircut now.
I don't think she does.
I think she does.
She's got tattoos now.
Yeah, she's she doesn't look like she used to.
No.
That's the real enemy, baldness.
Yeah, that is.
Let's fight that. How about...
By the way, that brings me that I'm going to go on a tangent real quick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Did you ever see that M. Night Shyamalan movie, Shyamalan, however you say his name, the Unbreakable movie with Bruce Willis,
right,
where he discovers he's a superhero? Uh-huh. And I always say he was impervious to everything except baldness. Maybe not a tangent I needed to go on. Gary, back to you.
October 23rd, 2004,
okay.
With Jude Law.
Oh, is that Ashley Simpson?
That was Ashley Simpson.
Oh,
who doesn't follow that? That was exciting. Yeah,
the lip sync gate.
Yeah, they just went right to commercial. Right, they, like she starts kind of you know
what happened? The track was off. Something went wrong. Right?
Yeah,
and
like,
she was exposed.
The
as
drummer
a
hit
fraud.
The wrong thing. We hear her singing, but she's not near a microphone yet. So,
and I don't think she sings anymore, does she?
I think that was it for her.
Lip gate.
Lip sync gate. This might be a little bit harder. This is January 18th, 1986. The host was Harry Dean Stanton, and it was some alt rock legends were on, and they said some bad words. They got very drunk. They switched clothes.
R.E.M.
between songs. Close. First two letters. They were asked never to return.
Rembrandt.
Closer. It was The Replacements. Do you remember that? That was a good one.
That's who I meant to say.
That was what you meant to say?
I meant to say The Replacements.
Okay, and this is the last one. December 17th, 1977, the host was an 80-year-old woman of the winner of the Anyone Can Host contest.
Oh, it was Costello.
Yes, Ms. Miskell.
He stops his song and sings a different song.
That's right. That's, yeah, he was going to sing Less Than Zero, but then he stops and sings Radio Radio, which wasn't even out yet.
No. And so, and what year was that?
77.
Oh, so by all means, cutting edge Saturday Night Live, let's frown upon that.
Whoa, what's he doing?
Yeah. It wasn't like he sang like a song like, you know, fuck Jesus or something. He sang Radio Radio, which is a great song.
Wait, why did they cut him off? I'm not.
He stopped his song. He goes, wait, no. I don't want to play this song.
Yeah, about 30 seconds in. You know, they got it all timed out and everything, so everyone was all freaked out. You know, and then like, this hasn't been rehearsed, but this flying by the seat of your pants show with an 80-year-old woman hosting.
Yeah,
and like we
thanks
can't.
A lot.
So is that even if you get the DVD, you can see that?
Yeah, that's on there.
Wow.
Yeah, because now you know it's kind of badge of honor or something for them because
well, you know, now they do they shoot the dress rehearsal, and I think sometimes they will even swap in.
Oh, really?
The dress rehearsal for the West Coast.
For the West Coast, yeah.
Like in the East Coast, it's live, but for the West Coast, they often and sometimes they use like different version of a sketch. Like if they just
so that was the better Lana Del Rey.
If that's what I mean. If you watch it on the West Coast and you go, "Man, Saturday Night Live wasn't good last night," think of how it was on the East Coast. Really bad.
Really bad. So that's all the new business I have. Do you have any more new business?
I have a Saturday Night Live little thing about music and hosts. When Jerry Lewis hosted, Loverboy was the musical guest, and Jerry Lewis was fooling around and mugging and doing so much during the actual airing of the show that Loverboy's second song was cut. They only did one song that night.
Oh, really?
That is an outrage of the first order, Pat.
But I mean, they
the
talk
French
about,
are right. He is a genius.
They talk about you know, all, you know, Elvis Costello stops the song 30 seconds in. And now this guy is making the whole show run long with this fucking hey, oh, working for the weekend. Hey, hot girls in love.
But my point is, some bands it would be you know, scandalous to, you know,
Sheboygan.
Loverboy is not a band that anyone was like, oh man, and maybe except you, it was like, well, no, missing that second song.
Well, now wait a minute, you got to remember that show wasn't from 2009, it was from Loverboy's heyday.
I know, but so there was probably they didn't have a second hit, so why would they have?
There were countless of people who wanted to hear Turn Me Loose or The Kid Is Hot Tonight.
Too bad Kenny Rogers wasn't the musical guest, because then he could have sang Lady!
Or Styx.
Oh, yeah, that would have been
Lady! When you're with me, I'm smiling. But I'm just Archie Bunker there for a second. Smiling, Edith.
Yeah, that sounds like it would have been a good Jerry Lewis movie in the 60s, Loverboy. Like the Bow Boy and the Aaron Boy.
And the Lover Boy.
I would have liked to have seen Billy Joel on there. He could have sung Moivin' Out.
I'm Moivin' Out.
Billy Joel would have punched Jerry Lewis.
Absolutely.
Billy Joel, he says it right at the end of all his shows. Don't take shit from no one. That's how he ends his concert.
Really?
Yeah. To this day, 70-year-old, don't take shit from no one.
Wow. Man. All right.
That's the attitude that got him into countless drunk driving accidents.
Yep. Could you step out of the car? No, I'm not taking shit from you.
You and your laws.
He didn't say don't take drinking drugs from no one. Take that from everyone. What are we doing, Gary? Do you have something else you want to introduce?
I think that concludes new business. Let's move on to
14 minutes of new business this
Monday,
week.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Saturday. Every day is like Sunday.
These are the days of the week.
Remember that from SCTV, the days of the week.
Now that last song that played, Every Day is Like Sunday.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That's Morrissey.
That was Morrissey. No, I knew who it was. Well, Gary, tell us what the topic is today.
The topic are the days of the week.
Days of the week. Songs that have days of the week in them.
Yeah, in the title. One day per week. Yeah, I mean, one day per title.
And it was funny because Gary wanted to start with Monday, and I persuaded him to start with Sunday. But that song was almost my Sunday song, but the Pretenders do a version of it.
Really?
Yeah, from a movie soundtrack called Boys on the Side.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that was almost my Sunday song.
But I got to hear that. I didn't hear that.
I remember that movie. Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, a bunch of ladies on a road trip.
We all saw that together. And we
Mary Stuart Masterson? Yeah.
No, it's the girl from Weeds.
Yeah, Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker. I can't keep that.
Is there Drew Barrymore in there? Did we say that?
Yeah.
You were such a Drew Barrymore. You were. I'm the Whoopi.
Yes, obviously.
That's what yeah. we were.
I'm a bit of a Mary Louise Parker.
Yes, exactly.
I'm always forgetting my own name.
It's too much weed. That's your problem.
But so we're gonna do days of the week.
Yeah, this is a ripe topic. And do you ever read that Mojo magazine?
I've read it before.
There's this front column they have where they ask a set series of questions mm-hmm. to different. Different.
Oh, I know. This the guy has the stack of blue cards, and he asks what your favorite curse is.
That is James Lipton.
Oh, okay.
That's different. Inside the actor's studio. This is in Mojo, but one of the questions is always, "What's your favorite Sunday morning record?" And it's always hard. Like, I don't know how. Like, if I ever answered that, how I would ever say anything. But this song,
okay.
from the Velvet Underground. Listen to that. Right. Even with Morrissey notwithstanding. Wake up, Pat.
That almost had a base of from Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
For oh, yeah.
Praise the dawning. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning.
That's not Lou Reed singing this.
Sure it is.
Wow, he sounds really nice.
Yeah, he's kind of an okay voice.
It's just the wasted years so close behind.
Is he 7 years old?
He was just eight. Watch
out. This is when he was Louis Reed.
Behind you. There's always someone around you who will come.
This is the Banana album. You don't have
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's yeah,
I don't.
So
I love Lou Reed, but I've never gotten into the Velvet Underground. Should I delve in?
Yeah, get in. This is
what's his
classic.
John Cale?
John Cale in there.
Nico?
Sterling Morrison. Nico on this first album. Yeah, you need this. This is like someone like a rock historian like yourself.
And do they share leads on all the songs?
Nico sings like on a handful of songs. All right. And, yeah, it's just gorgeous, though. Very nice.
Very nice indeed.
What do you got for this Sunday morning on NPR? Yeah.
This was not my first Sunday song pick. I actually had maybe some other ones to go through. But the reason I picked this one is because we lost a member of this band in the past couple of weeks, Davy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And even though Davy doesn't sing on this song, Davy Jones dies and you don't hear anyone say like a bit of a fuck Davy Jones. You know what I mean? Everyone's kind of like, oh, man, that's kind of
everyone
sad.
Loved Davy.
Yeah, everyone did love Davy. So this is from the Monkees. This is Pleasant Valley Sunday, sung by Mickey Dolenz.
A rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
There's Davy.
Oh yeah, there he is. Pretty sure this is written by Carole King.
Rows of houses that are all same, and no one seems to care.
This song is not a rebel song. This song is Pleasant Valley Sunday. That's I love that genre of the young people singing about your conformity, man, your mind is plastic, and everything like that. And now I'm sure Mickey Dolenz lives in the valley here, probably.
I've actually seen two rockers at hardware stores. I'm not kidding. I saw our good friend, the Star Child, Paul Stanley,
nice.
at the Osh on Sepulveda.
I need some lug nuts.
Let me tell you something. I need something that I can sweep up some stuff around my house. I also need some
pixie dust.
Hey, I'm taking down some drywall. You guys have a saw ball?
I need a circular saw. That's what I need.
Where do you keep the saw ball?
Where's the screwdriver?
I don't think you're ever going to find a better word for Paul Stanley to say than sawzall.
Circular saw?
No, the sawzall.
Sawzall. Let me tell you,
sawzall.
A lot of times I go into the hardware store and they say, Paul, I say, what? And they say, Paul, what are you in here to buy? And I say, wait a minute, aren't I supposed to ask you for help? So anyway.
So Paul
Stanley. And then there's in Woodland Hills, there's a Home Depot, and I saw Mickey Dolenz in there.
Really? What was he buying?
I don't know. He was wearing a hat, and he had some shorts on, showing off the old man legs.
Nice.
And I wanted to, I wouldn't, I should have approached both, but I didn't approach either, but now I would.
Yeah.
He had the distinction of being the monkey that looked the most like an actual monkey.
Yes.
That's something special.
That's what they were casting on at first. And then it's like, you know what?
It's so funny, too. When Davy Jones dies, people go, ah, the voice of the monkey. But Mickey Dolan sings like kind of the voice everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was the one, well, him and Davy were the only ones with like acting background. He was in a show called Circus Boy, which I wish I could see that show. Why don't they show that?
It's probably on YouTube.
Probably so. There's too much stuff on the internet.
Now you got
it's on the computer now.
You got to think too, like, they had a very successful tour last year.
Yeah,
the Monkees did. They were singing. Their set list was like, I'm not lying, 38 to 40 songs.
Yeah,
they were
playing
like everything. And now you got to assume now, since Mike Nesmith didn't take part in that, that he probably feels now like, you know what. Why am I such a cranky old dude?
He wished he could white out that whole part of his history.
His mom invented whiteout.
My guess. Thank you.
Seriously. Thank you. So you know what? We're doing days of the week. Gary, I've lost track. I have no idea where we are in the week.
We're on Monday.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I just don't like them. I want to shoot the whole day down.
All right, Garfield. Here we go. This is there's another British band that I think you would do well to delve into. I think you really...
How do you know that I haven't?
I'm pretty sure you haven't.
History... Okay. Past experience, observation.
All right,
maybe.
Let's go.
The Jam? The Jam is...
Oh, yeah, Paul Weller.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Go ahead.
This is off their album Sound Affects, and it's called...
Yep. Own It.
Really? No. Okay. It's called Monday, of all things.
Oh, baby, I'm dreaming of Monday. Oh, baby, when I see you again. Oh, baby. I'm dreaming of Monday, dreaming of Monday. Oh, baby, I'm dreaming of Monday. Oh, baby, when I see you again. Oh, baby, I'm dreaming of Monday. Rain clouds came and stopped.
Not only does he not like Mondays, he's dreaming of Monday. He can't wait for Monday to get here.
And that sounds very much like some psychedelic 60s type, like the Zombies or something.
It really does. Yeah, they were definitely throwbacks, but kind of almost like a mod sound too, but just such a great band, and really kind of like that a Kinks thing of like being very super Britishy, the standard bearer of that. And
I also think they actually made of remade a cut. They did. They sing David Watts.
They sing David Watts, exactly.
Yeah, that's a Kinks song. Great.
Yeah, and they do a great job on that. But get yourself Snap or some jam compilation so you could really delve into that. That's good. A lot of this, but I like that one because it's about not being afraid of Monday. Like
a lot of Monday songs came up in the iTunes when I just typed in Monday. Did you have a lot of Monday songs?
Oh well, yeah. What did you got? Your Manic Monday.
Your Manic Monday, had your, don't like Mondays. And I had this one, 1975. Hey, Stevie and Lindsay, want to join our band and sing this song?
Oh, yeah.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, and then you fade away.
Actually, Gary, I didn't have that many Monday songs. I had 14 Monday songs, and and 7 of those were Manic Monday.
Really? Yeah,
so, I had a remix, a live version. I didn't. I actually didn't. Monday wasn't the day I was thinking of. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the listener. I lied, and I did not have sex with that woman.
It's such a lie.
I know.
But I love that. That's from that first.
That's the first just the self-titled Fleetwood Mac album.
First song on there.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that one.
That yeah, I like good. That too. I've always liked that.
Well, you know what happens after Monday?
Well, the week goes to shit.
Yeah. You know what I like about Tuesday is that it's gotten notoriety lately with the slang term "see you next Tuesday."
Yeah,
that's like that, and so that's good. So,
hey, put that on a bumper sticker.
I think I might a bumper snicker because it's so funny. But
Pardo might have been right when he typed, "When you listen to fools, you must be listening to Rock Solid."
Exactly. I was going to go with "Hooray for Tuesday" from the Great Minders album, but then I lateraled at the last minute on the line of scrimmage here. This is from another British group, Primal Scream, and "Gentle Tuesday."
It was nice.
Check out this. Put you in a Tuesday frame of mind.
Like that song.
Yeah, that's cool, huh?
It's
yeah,
really good. What year is that?
I want to say like 87, probably.
Okay, but 80. Could you give me the actual year and then just guess?
89. I don't know. I'm bad at dates. But
every time you have this issue, I look, you know, because you can look at year. Uh-huh. But it, you know, nothing's ever the year that it is, because it's like, this is like some greatest hits maybe or whatever. You know.
Oh yeah, this is from that.
I am so I am so anal with my iTunes that I usually go in and I have the correct dates. I might even go to Wikipedia and get the date that the album actually came out and make sure that. So I'm weird.
Any more for me like
fun.
Memory?
I do like playing with the iTunes like it's like a game or something.
Memory for me is like a kidney shaped pool where it's like. It's just kind of the past is like, you know, and as you go farther that way, it gets deeper and deeper and more mixed up.
Yeah, man. But I hear you, man.
And then eventually you drown.
And then you drowned in your past. What do you have for Tuesday?
I'm telling you, man, we have the three of us need to go to a sweat lodge and work out some problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Take some peyote.
Or see Boys on the Side again. That was so fun, you guys.
Oh, my God. We saw that. Road trip.
I didn't have a lot of Tuesday songs in my iTunes. I had 10. And this was one of them. This is a great song. I've said it before. Take your Exile on Main Street CD or your album and put it in your industrial paper shredder.
Okay.
And then go to your local record store. They don't exist. Mm. And purchase the 1967 classic Between the Buttons. And you're going to hear this song, Ruby, Tuesday.
Sure.
Or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
Drums.
Goodbye.
Tambourine.
Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Thank you.
Don't.
You guys, after we go to Boys on the Side, let's go to Ruby Tuesdays.
Yes.
And get some jalapeno poppers.
And do they have some type of a bloomin' onion, but they don't call it a bloomin' onion?
Yeah, it's not the awesome blossom. It's the, maybe, what else is that? Is the onion a tuber? It's
the
big
the
fried onion.
Groovy tuber.
Death.
Goodbye, groovy tuber. is that on Between the Buttons? What's that on?
That is on Between the Buttons.
All right.
And I highly recommend Between the Buttons and Aftermath.
Hell yeah.
Two early Stones albums that are great top to bottom.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
That's so great.
Bringing it to the people.
Duly noted.
Thank you.
Moving on to Wednesday. These next couple days were recommended by listeners. And they said, hey, you should check this out, Gary Lucy. And I.
Oh, did you like, you couldn't find a Wednesday song?
Oh, so no. Well, I had some, but then I thought, oh, maybe I'll, you know, I could go with these ones that I already know. But, you know, maybe I'll take a cue from the listeners here and get them involved in the process.
You're a man of the people.
I'm a man of the people, if nothing else.
I am not.
This is from a fellow named R. Stevie Moore, who is like some like crazy legendary like home recording guy who's like he's just one of the original like do it yourself like home recording dudes from the 70s up to now. He probably has like 100 albums or something like that. And this is going back to I think 1975.
Wow.
And
it says 78 here, but
okay, maybe, you know, 78.
Who the hell knows?
Who knows? Right?
Yeah, no.
It's actually this one came out twice. So I think this is the 1978 version, and it's called This Wednesday, R. Stevie Moore.
Okay.
What am I gonna do this Wednesday when my girl comes over? Will I be disappointed this Thursday? Will I have to call Orville Stover? Will I be in tune?
you this Wednesday. You've gone back to Sweden. Can I get back in touch with you Saturday? This is Robert Stephen.
Pat and Matt, did you know that our Stevie Moore is an American singer, songwriter, and musician who, in addition to having numerous albums released on labels around the world, has released over 400 cassette and CDR albums since 1968, as well as dozens of home videos. Did you know that?
No.
Just thought
I own most of his home videos. I don't own any of his music.
Oh, do you remember America's Funniest R. Stevie Moore home videos?
Oh my god, I love it.
He'd take a tape deck to the nuts.
I know him more from his videos than I do from his
That's
from
funny.
His music.
That's it's a generational thing. Turn the page.
Did you have many Wednesday songs come up in your iTunes?
There was that Wednesday week, the Elvis Costello, and not a ton. How about you? What'd you
No, I only two came up. One from Simon and Garfunkel. And
oh yeah, Wednesday 3 a.m.
Yep, and then this one, this woman needs to you need to check out her catalog because it's not all about the big breakout hit from the soundtrack. It's a lot more than that. This is from '95 from her debut album Tales. This is Lisa Loeb with "Waiting for Wednesday." Ah. Love that song.
That is really a song. I never heard it before. I just thought of a good Lisa Loeb story, and I didn't know if I should save it or even like pimp out that, you know, who knows might drop by Rock Solid, but
you never know.
One time I worked at a radio station in Portland, and she was doing an in-store.
Okay.
And I was supposed to go there and get an interview with her or just get an idea or a drop or some kind of thing. And I got the time wrong and I got there late and I missed the whole thing. So I had a friend pretend to be her.
What do you mean pretend?
just say you're Lisa Loeb and just follow along. We did a thing where we like switched glasses and everything like that.
What do you mean? You got your picture taken with your friend?
No, it was for the radio. So it was no one was none the wiser. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Anyway, I hope.
This is identity theft of the worst magnitude.
Yeah. I don't know what the statute of limitations on that is.
I don't know either, Gary.
You could be in legal trouble.
I mean, just because you wear a pair of glasses doesn't make you Lisa Loeb.
I guess not. I guess I wanted to be here. That was 97, I think.
Any more than wearing this turban today makes me a genie. All right?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but it was kind of weird that you're wearing that.
You know where he got that? He got that at Turban Outfitter.
All right, look, I'm canceling the week. After that, I'm canceling
this show's
the week.
Over. Actually,
we need to do an all pun episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was the, I'm just moving on. I'm pretending like you guys aren't saying anything.
All right. Well,
this was the hardest day of the week.
Oh, Thursday?
For me.
Thursday was tough. Yeah, I had a couple options, but like I said, another listener told me that I should get into this band. I've heard them a lot. I mean, I've heard their name a lot. Didn't even know how to really say their name.
Okay.
And I didn't know where to jump in because they had a big catalog. But, just get this singles collection. And luckily, they had a Thursday song. They're called Les Savvy Fav. Have you ever heard of them?
Of course I haven't.
And
I actually have. I don't know why, but
the name comes up a lot, and they have their lead singer is quite striking. He's probably like, you know, 300-pound guy with who's bald but with like a big beard.
Striking in a bad way.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I hear striking, I hear a golden god. I hear Liam Hemsworth, the guy who plays Thor. But you go the other way.
But this is the other way.
Chris Hemsworth, sorry.
They were kind of the go-to reference for like indie mid last decade.
Exactly. Like, yeah, totally.
I think David Cross probably name-checked them on a comedy CD or something.
They're like the David Cross of music. Exactly.
What do they go? They're called Happy Go Lucky?
No. You know, Les Savvy Fav.
Hazy go lazy.
And this song, it's a little challenging, but we'll give it a...
Am I going to hear the word Thursday?
Probably.
Okay.
It's called Blackouts on Thursday, and it's here for you on Mark Sullivan.
My ears!
A little Van Halen type guitar up the neck.
just a little bit.
He's a bad motherfucker.
What? All right.
Shoes in a closet, 6 feet deep, 6 feet wide, 6 feet high.
6 feet high, 6 feet wide. There you go, Thursday blackout. Less savvy if I have. That is a tough day. I've got to see what did Pat Francis conjure from his calendar.
I didn't have any Thursday songs.
What?
Really?
Yes. So I went to the iTunes.
Yeah.
And I saw that there was a song by Jim Croce. I like Jim Croce.
Sure.
And it's a song called Thursday. So I listened to like the 30 seconds. It wasn't a minute and a half. You only listen to 30 seconds of it. And I downloaded that, and that was great. And then I listened to the whole thing. He doesn't say Thursday in the song.
What?
Song's called Thursday. He doesn't say Thursday in it. So then I went back to the iTunes music store.
Yeah.
And looked through Thursday again.
Asked to see the manager.
I did.
There is something wrong with this Thursday song.
He was no help at all. Ignoring me.
Oh, man.
So
he's actually banging a girl in the back room.
Ridiculous. Getting plenty of tail back there.
Come on, man.
So I
you're on the clock.
So I found a song. So I'm listening to all these Thursday songs. And this song was really cool. It's from 1993 from an album called Cure for Pain.
This artist is more of a Gary pick than a Pat
Pat. The artist is Morphine, and this song is called Thursday.
Yes, I love this one. I almost picked this.
This is great.
We used to meet every Thursday in the afternoon for a couple of beers, then a game of pool. We used to go to a motel across the street. Then the name of the motel was a wagon wheel.
That's good.
Straight out of Cambridge, y'all.
It's a great song. I liked it.
Very odd group. I think they had like two bass players and a bass saxophonist and a drummer or something, like, you know, not a guitarist or anything like that. And the singer, Mark Sandman, no longer with us.
Oh, really?
He's with the Sandman. Yeah, he was. Well, it was that and his job at Showtime at the Apollo. It was too. It got to be too much. He had a great voice and everything, but yeah, had a heart attack back in 99.
Wow. That band could never make a lot of money, though, because they would only play on Thursdays.
Really?
Yeah, so it's hard to book a tour around that.
That's a very weird religion.
I had a college professor who bragged about being friends with that band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Oh, isn't he pathetic?
It was a she. It was a
isn't
woman.
She pathetic?
Yeah. Figuring out ways to work that in.
Yeah, it was like, okay, congratulations.
Good for you.
I banged the guys from Morphine.
that was sort of the implication, actually.
Yeah, see?
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you should never go to college.
That's right.
Rick Santorum's right.
College is for suckers.
Now, moving on to Friday night, there's two kind of Friday night songs. There's Living It Up, oh yeah, Friday night. Like Friday night's going to be a party.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Or there's, you know, like, oh, I'm all alone on a Friday. But this kind of strikes the difference between the two. And it's from a group called Bashin' Pop, which was Tommy Stinson from The Replacements, who later went on into Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He released this solo album under this name, and it's called Friday Night Is Killing Me. This sounds like some Pat rock, huh?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Are you guys doing some, like, vice versa shit here?
It's that turban. He's
God damn it.
On me.
Pat, I told you not to wear cursed clothing.
In a flash, and take my breath away. Never got back from France. I stay so calm. No, I stay too long. Now,
see if we can get to the Friday for the proof.
The week's almost over, Gary.
I can't take it.
Come on.
Say it.
Say it.
Yay!
You're killing me, Tommy Stinson.
It's killing good, me, Tommy Stinson. Yeah, that is really good. This is solo Stinson?
Yeah, yeah. Bash and Pop and was the name of the group. And
did him and Westerberg share vocals in The Replacements?
No, he would sing back up a little bit, but
he never took lead.
Not that I don't think so. Maybe for a song or two. He joined that group when he was 12. Wow. The Replacements.
No.
Yeah.
He was really 12?
He was 12, yeah.
No, you're what? Kidding.
No, no, because his older brother was the other guitarist, Bob. And then, he grew up right before our eyes.
That's wow. Crazy.
Let me ask, what's the status of The Replacements? Are they bad blood throughout?
I think I think they like each other. Okay, Bob died, and the drummer, Chris Mars, doesn't want anything to do with it anymore. He's like he might be an artist or a chef or something now, and Westerberg puts out a solo album every
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gary, chefs are artists.
That's true. That's true. I'm sorry. Ooh, that's another good show. Rock Chef. Maybe we could do that.
I don't understand what that means at all.
It's like a rock guy. And maybe
he comes on, and like Joey Ramone would come on, and he'd say, let's bake cakes.
Yes. That's it. That's our pitch.
I hate to be the one to tell you this.
Don't say it. Don't tell him.
Joey Ramone is dead.
No.
No. We're putting in the eggs now. Gonna add some flour. Gonna put some milk in. Let's bake cake. We've had a lot of replacement talk over the past couple shows. I just want to say that if you like Paul Westerberg, he co-wrote a song called Backlash. It's a Joan Jett song from 1991, and he plays on it and sings backup vocals. And it's probably a Joan Jett song you've never heard, and
it's
really cool. Oh. So one of my favorite Joan Jett songs.
Have you ever heard their duet of Let's Do It?
No.
Oh, it's great. You know, that old like Cole Porter tune.
Oh, why don't I have that?
Yeah, you need that.
So much Joan Jett.
Tank Girl soundtrack.
Ah, okay.
That's why.
Wow.
Anyway, as you were saying about Friday.
Friday. I had five Friday songs to choose from. And for me, it came down to between Bryan Adams, Friday Night in London, or
The Cure, Friday.
Joe Jackson, Friday, from I'm the Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Steely Dan. Black Friday.
Right, right.
So who did I go with? Matt, let's hear.
Oh, the Dan. When Black Friday comes, I had my money on Joe Jackson.
It was close. Brian was not in the running. That crazy guitar. I know, Matt, go ahead. Rail against Steely Dan. You hate them.
Everything I don't like about music is contained in that song.
What? You don't like jazz? You don't
It's so.
You don't like you don't like pretentious rock?
I just can't. I can't do
nothing.
It.
Nothing. No Steely Dan song.
No, no. I look.
My old school. Reeling in the Years.
No, I hate that one.
What?
No, I like the one. I like Dirty Work.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good song.
Fine. Fine. All right.
Man, so I'm exhausted.
That's a.
It's the.
But it's Saturday.
It's the end of the week.
The day we wait the week for. Here it is. We've been working for the weekend, and
that's
now
right,
it's here.
And that's here.
This is one we like to talk about the meta rock on this this might have the most meta title of all time because this song is called a roller skating jam called Saturdays, named Saturdays. Not I don't know if it's referring to a different jam named Saturdays or if this is self same jam. Whatever the case, it's awesome. It's De La Soul.
This is like a Tenacious D tribute conundrum.
Exactly.
This is not the greatest song in the world.
This is off of one of Gary's everybody's favorite albums of all time.
This is the follow-up to the greatest follow-up album of all time from their second album, De La Soul Is Dead.
And I actually, speaking as a rep aficionado of this era, I actually prefer this album.
Really?
I do.
Sophomore Surge for Matt.
The Sophomore Surge.
I think it exceeds, in terms of being experimental, I think it actually exceeds their debut.
De La Soul is my Steely Dan.
Well, wait till you hear this.
Okay. Wait till you hear this. Maybe this will change your mind.
Yeah, well, I'm taking my headphones off.
This may not be the one to win you over.
Yeah. Is Donna Summer going to come out on some skates?
Huh? See? All right, Pat, shoot the duck.
I don't know what that means.
That's a roller skating term.
Oh.
And
is, that
like,
is that what Chuck Berry would do?
Yeah, kind of like you kind of get down that Chuck
Berry. Then I can get behind that.
Yeah. Girl meets boy on Thursday night. Boy was high, girl fly like kite. They hold hands until next day. Boy then let's go hit his way. Boy rolls butt back to his boy. Erection brings bad boy choice. Boy thinks of that big fat back. Black fat, love big black fat. Girl calls boy to stand him up on Saturday. Saturday, Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday, it's a Saturday. Saturday, it's a Saturday, Saturday, it's a Saturday. Probably took the same length of time to get there as Tommy Stinson, but right. Made up for it with a lot of Saturdays.
Well, you know what? You know what? Basically, De La Soul and Tommy Stinson, they don't want the weekend to end.
They don't. Yeah, exactly. Right. They've been working for it. Why would they?
Well, thanks for that, guys. Because of that song, I removed iTunes application from my computer.
Oh, no.
Uninstall.
I never thought I would do that.
Uninstall.
Okay, Saturday. I had a lot of Saturday songs, and I could not pick one of these three. I just couldn't pick one. So
that's a cop out.
We're just, I know.
Total cop out.
So we're gonna run through these in quick succession. First of all, what's this one?
Bay City Rollers. Yeah, what? I called it.
Yep.
On no notes.
Yeah, that was amazing.
What are they singing about?
Saturday night.
I love teeny bopper bubblegum rock.
That's the best.
This guy still comes to the Canyon Club and plays the hits of Bay City Rollers.
Oh, does he really? Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Is this Woody?
No, it's not Woody. I forget what his name is.
Did he wear the plaid jumper?
I'm sure at some point he puts on some plaid. Jump to the next one.
Oh, okay. Probably some park in the Chicago metro area.
Yeah.
But I always think that whenever I pass MacArthur Park, I don't think of MacArthur Park. I think of this song.
That's weird.
That's strange.
Yeah, I actually do that too. That's weird.
I guess you can spend any Saturday in any park, to be honest.
That's for weirdos who play tennis against the wall.
That's right. And then this one.
All right.
This is when you've had a crazy Saturday. And you just want to put fist to face.
Yeah. I just want to get some action in. A pint and a fight. Good British night.
That's.
Is there anything less threatening than that part, though, where he says, like, she's with me. There's going to be a
well,
fight.
Well, that's the thing. You can't imagine Elton getting in a fight, but Elton didn't write the lyrics. Bernie Taupin did. So.
Right. And that guy mixed it up.
Oh, man.
He does not play.
Hey, quick steal from Never Not Funny. Stupid question of the week. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be Elton John or Bernie Taupin?
Ooh. I admire Elton's philanthropy. But he's going a little cuckoo, and Bernie gets to move around the world with anonymity and have a bunch of cash.
That's
so
really true.
Gotta be Bernie.
Yep.
Yeah, I gotta go Bernie.
I gotta go Bernie too. Oh. It's the same thing. He's if someone does recognize him, that's a plus.
And we didn't even mention all the butt sex. So that
yeah,
we
I'm
have
taking
to endure.
I'm taking that out of the equation. Yeah, because if you
I'm
are
just talking
Elton John,
career,
then
like
it's
that.
That's fine. It's
I'm just
career.
Talking about
career.
Career.
Okay.
Yeah, look, if you are Elton John, then yeah, that's a
then
plus.
You're in the perfect position to yeah. be
and
an enjoyer.
Sure.
In other words, on your hands and knees.
And I'm not sure if Bernie Taupin isn't also gay. I'm not sure.
I don't actually know. I think he's married. I think he's married.
He's married
to a woman.
To his lyrics.
He's married to someone named Chaz. Bone?
What? How does this always happen? I don't know.
Well, if you're implying that he's married to Chaz Bono, then...
Well, no, I'm not. No, that would be the singer for you, too.
He's married to Chaz Palminteri.
Well, that would make you gay and stupid.
They live in Brooklyn.
I can't tell you how much I hate Chaz Palminteri.
Really? Do you really?
Oh, yes. Let's not end on that. That's a terrible.
That what's that? Bullets Over Broadway. That was a good performance.
Yeah.
And Bronx Tale's all right.
Bronx Tale.
Did you say it's all right?
Yeah.
What are you, Pink?
I'm not mad at Bronx Tale.
Well, look, we all like what we like and we hate what we hate, like Chaz Palminteri. So, but let's not end like that. Let's end
on a happy note. I have a play out.
Okay,
you guys
great.
Can do your thing. This is going
to
be.
Oh, wait, but let's remind everybody first to follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and to write a review on iTunes.
Try to turn a friend onto the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that, man.
You know people like music.
It's tune in, turn on, and drop out. Is that what it was?
I think so. And download us.
Yeah. Tune in, turn on, and download.
Exactly. All over Elton John's face. Wait a minute.
This is Rock Solid, dropping the digital needle since 2011.
What? That's not our slogan. Wait, Matt.
No one likes it but you.
This is a good Friday song.
This is for Elise.
Nice.
This is dedicated to you, Elise, from me. From Pat Francis to Elise Belknap. This is our song.